Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Just before the break, you heard from Andrew at Cheese on Toast, a website dedicated to pushing Auckland's indie music scene. Well, one of the artists you might well see advertised there is Sidekick Nick. Something of a stalwart of the local scene, Nick's been in a number of bands, but has finally gone out on a limb and released his first solo album, Miscellaneous Adventures. He joins me now. So, Sidekick Nick, you got the new album out?
Do?
Yeah. This is your first album?
It is my first album, yeah.
As a solo, but you've been in bands for a while though, haven't you? You've been floating around town.
Yes, floating around. Been doing it for quite a while now. Been bands like Tokey Tones, Foom, Polar, and this is the first time I've ventured out on my own. I do still play in Voom, which is more of a team sport. Voom's like my girlfriend, and Psychic Nick's like my fling.
Because Voom was sort of one of those sort of, it's like your dirty old uncle you'd heard had gone away for a few years. You weren't quite sure why, and then suddenly he pops up at the summer series or something like that.
He's always there floating around in the background. You just don't hear about him except for special occasions.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't been in Voom right the way through, though.
No.
I was going to say, you're not that old.
Old. No, I'm about as old as Voom is.
Yeah.
I've been in a band about 4 years, yep. Something like that.
Yeah, cool. So you were involved with their last album?
Yep.
Yep, cool. And so going out by yourself, I mean, the whole album isn't just you, though, is it?
It's 95% me, because I'm a sound engineer in my normal life, outside being a rock star. It's just sound engineering, basically, and so I've had access to studios, got a home studio, and for the last 10 years, I've been working on the record, just doing bits here and there, and just building it up, and until about a month ago, and I got it out there, finally put it all together. So I managed to do most of the instruments myself, just by pressing record and running in and doing stuff.
Literally pressing record,
yeah,
running
literally.
In. So that at the start of every track, you can hear your sort of...
You can, actually. Yeah. Yep, and then the running back again at the end. I think I probably kept a few bits.
I was going to say, you need to leave that
I
on
have
the record,
to, yeah.
Don't you? Is it hard when you've got an album coming out and you know that you can't hide behind, you know, sort of someone else, go, you know, this is me, really? Because if people say, hey, Sidekick Nick, that album is a bit average, you can actually hear you running in and pressing record all the time, you can't say, well, that was their idea.
No, you can't. It's really putting yourself out there, eh? It's quite a scary thing to do. I've enjoyed it. But I have always been in other bands and not been the front man. I've always been... the sidekick, hence the name, where I've done my bits, but if someone doesn't like it, obviously, I'm just the bass player.
Now, I don't know how you'd describe your previous bands if you were to put them all in a collective blender and try and come up with a genre, but I'd say quirky indie pop rock something like that. Yeah, would that...
Yeah.
The Q word definitely has to go in there somewhere, doesn't it?
It'd be a good box to put it in.
Yeah. So how does the Sidekick Nick project?
I suppose it's similar. It's not quite as traditional as some of the Voom elements from the last album. But yeah, it's melodic and it uses different instruments, and I think it's got a sense of humour, and I think that's probably a feature that lots of bands, I think, take themselves a little bit too serious. It's just
the sense of humour is the quirky thing I'm talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's the kind of people go, that's a bit
It's
quirky.
Just not necessarily trying to be cool all the time.
Do you think, now, in our last interview, just before with Andrew from Cheese on Toast, he said that the biggest part about being cool was not trying to be cool. Would you like to expand on that? Yep.
Well, that sums it all up, basically. If you try and be cool, it's not cool.
So if you're trying not to be cool now, does that make you...
It's too late.
Is it too far, though, if you're trying not to be cool, to be cool?
When I first wrote the album, I definitely wasn't trying to be cool. But now that I'm cool, I just don't think that I can be cool again.
Yeah, no, I can understand how that might be a problem.
The next album's going to be a real dud.
And and in terms of, I mean, the instruments, I mean, lyrics on the album?
Just vague utterings about... bugger all, really.
Most inspired lyric on the album, would you say?
Most inspired lyric.
The one that you, every time you sing it to yourself, you just go, oh, I'm a clever person.
Nah, I cringe at most of my lyrics, eh? So, oh, quizzical look.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because I mean, lyrics, some people can write, you know, Bernie Taupin, write all Elton John's lyrics. Great lyric writer, right? And, but, you know, I imagine if Elton John tried to do it, he'd be, I'm happy, happy, happy. It might be rubbish, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I just try and write lyrics that sort of are quite veiled in meaning and double meaning, so that I don't actually have to Songs, say what I mean.
Songs for the special someone in your life, that sort of,
yeah,
that sort,
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a few of them.
Musings on being in your bedroom, running into the other room to push record.
Yep, stuff like that. It's all very internal. It's all very insular in New Zealand.
Now, as by performing, how many different albums, how many different instruments did you reckon you played over the course of the album?
Oh, no idea. I suppose 32.
Yeah, 32 or so. Makes it probably quite difficult to create a live version of this, doesn't it?
It did prove to be fairly challenging, but I've got a pretty cool band together, and got Mike Franklin Brown from Pluto on the drums, and he manages to do a few things at one time somehow.
Yeah.
And Murray Fisher from Voom and Good Shirt. Back in the day, he's playing bass, and got a couple of other sound engineer fellas. There's actually 4 out of 5 of us are sound engineers, and that's quite convenient, I must say, because we all like our toys, and trying to create a sound which is kind of not your conventional live band, but it kind of is a conventional live band, because we've got 2 guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, but we do get a bit creative with the parts, I suppose.
Now, we were interviewing Steve Abel a few weeks back about his new album, and he said he had one of the guys from Pluto on there as well. Is there some sort of bar, and I'm imagining a bar like the Star Wars bar where all the bounty hunters hung out, is there a bar where sort of semi-employed indie rockers hang out in Auckland, and you just go, right, need a bass over here now? Is that how it works? Or, I mean, are you guys all at home with your kids now on Facebook and you just join a group? How does that work?
I think it's a bit of both, actually, Damien. Bit of Facebook action. There's only about 10 of us in the indie scene in Auckland, so you tend to bump into each other in the similar circles on a regular basis, you know, yeah. Around K Road, St. Kevin's Arcade.
Picking up the kids from creche.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
That sort of thing. Brilliant. So have you got any gigs coming up that people can go to?
Yes,
so
I've actually got a double whammy show with Voom and Sidekick Nick. It's at the Dog's Bollocks on the 17th of October. It's going to be a ripper.
That's the Dog's Bollocks in Auckland, just for anyone out of town. Great.
Auckland-centric of me, wasn't it? Sorry.
Hey, look, good luck. We're gonna have one of the songs from the album now, and yeah, thanks very much for joining us.
Cool, thanks. Pleasure.
Damien Christie with that interview, and this is Sidekick Nick's Hello My Friend You're Hearing. And with that, it's Goodbye My Friend from us. If you want to hear anything that was in this show or past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I'm Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand on here. To do.